Hey, friends.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Guys,
what's up, partner?
Well, as everybody can tell, I'm still a little under the weather. Can barely speak, so hopefully this isn't too bad for anybody out there.
Welcome back to the Dice Bar Gaming Batman Podcast.
Yeah, Bobby, you take care of the recap. Go.
The recap is, we have found some information about the dam, about how to release it slowly so we don't murder a lot of people by accident. The defensive perimeters of said Paradisia. Wyverns in the mountains, zombies with radar detection out in the fields within a mile-ish. little boy name is Alder, that we are not looking forward to what we got to do there. But Solaris gained a boyfriend and might help us out on the inside. Yes, I'm doing a poor rendition, but hey, you know what? It works.
I think I'm going to miss having a scratchy throat when I have to play Grelg again. You know what I mean? He sounded like old and crusty and like,
no,
yeah, it's going to be sad. But, I'll try to get it back.
But, you're trying to get the scratchy voice back.
I'll try to be sick next time I play him.
Yeah.
But we do possibly have an interior help once on the inside named Relg. There's a time frame that we're all trying to beat that may come in to bite us in the rear before we get started on this little adventure, but we won't know till later.
I got a plan to deal with him. First, we feed him.
Let it choke on.
Oh, give him give him indigestion. And then we offer him Tums to leave us alone.
Or develop a plan to help out a wizard that Teb knows to face some unknown creature that we kind of figured out is just named as a horror that I'm working on trying to figure out exactly what it is because I had a really good role.
So this is possibly the Dice Bar Hentai Podcast, because we're going to fight a tentacle horror. poorly named.
That's where we're standing now, is we're trying to decide if we're going to take this mission or not.
What do you guys think? Because there's a lot protecting Paradisia, right? And they're not for a lack of power. They have a lot of undead, and there's a lot involved with that city. What do you think it's like in there?
I think there's less undead in there than you think. So let me explain, right? So you got three factions who, let's assume, are relatively equal, right? Because they're evil factions. Therefore, nobody can have too much power or the other sides get nervous, right? Mm-hmm. So there's a shit ton of undead on the outside. And if there's nothing preventing those undead from coming into the inside, then undead-wise, it's probably a lot more balanced in there than you think. But it's not going to be no undead, because who would allow that? So it's got to be somehow balanced. Like, obviously, there's a bunch of Wyverns on the outside. That's what's-her-face's power. And maybe we got a little boy, so maybe he's not so crazy, but you got to think his minders are going to be, you know.
Well, like I said, the lady that came there, that got the little golem toy that I gave.
Yeah, she was nervous being surrounded by those undead.
Very nervous, and those were undead.
So she's not usually guarded by undead. You got to think they've got their own people. Ravaxia's got her own people.
So
Mulvihudi's got... probably
why would
people.
They keep people out like they keep people out?
Because it's such a delicate balance in there.
It's probably exactly 33, 33, 33. And then
question I want to know is, why do they bring people inside? Like, what do they... Rel's like, come to my laboratory. What else has come to your laboratory, buddy?
Well, they probably need living people to do the finite work in there that the dead just can't do because they don't have the common sense or anything.
Well, because there's a power balance in there.
Right.
They don't want to do things themselves, and they can't have their usual minions because it's the neutral zone.
Welcome to the neutral
zone. So that would be my guess, but I don't know. We could get in there and find out every corner is guarded by undead and Thrun Guardian people and
plague people. It's just balanced by sheer numbers of hostile enemies.
Dogs and cats living together.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
But that would be my guess.
Interesting take.
I think it's almost like the underworld, the way it was back when they first started. It was the werewolves and then the vampires, day and night switch thing. Might be humans during the day, dead at night.
Yeah, that worked as long as the werewolves were completely subservient to the vampires.
I'm just saying, kind of in the same situation, but the undead are actually controlled. So they're very subservient. So I'm thinking it's almost the same thing, because humans, you know, they wear out. Undead doesn't.
I don't know.
I would think Mun Mahuldi and all her undead would be more powerful at night, but during the day, not so much, and that's when you get the boy of Bythola.
Well, he's obviously got his own people, but we haven't seen any of them around here, probably for obvious reasons.
Well, you can't spread the plague, or he gets more people on his side, so to speak.
Exactly.
Maybe the undead keep... Maybe that's what the undead are for, to keep people from going in there and becoming more of his.
Yeah, that may be the main reason they keep people out, is because after a while, he just makes people sick and they just die. Mm-hmm. Which isn't a problem for me or him, because I'm dead, sort of, and he's...
Immune.
Mm-hmm. And you guys, fuck.
I got a really good fortitude save.
Yeah,
that
you
failed
do.
Twice.
You do. Until you roll threes.
Until you don't.
Well, I also have a removed disease, so.
But the plague mask, probably not a bad idea. Did you
That's
get one that would...
Bought seven.
Did you get one that would fit a dragonborn?
That's what the extra one's for, to fit it to his face.
Just take it apart and make sure it fits.
Because you don't need it and he don't need it. So there's two, plus the one he would normally get. And we got to fit that big old maw. So the question to the group. While he's doing that, are we going to go after this creature?
I think we need to.
Did I make a successful check, Marty? Do you think? Or
I mean, he gave us an answer.
I did.
So, a tentacled horror.
Yeah.
There's a variety of them, though. They're not one is all the same.
Right. Are we wanting to do? Are we going to take on this creature? Get the ends with the wizard? Or are we just going to try and figure out how to get in? Because the only way in is through the wagons right now. Especially with finding out about the Mythol.
Unless we were to get in contact with someone on the inside and get an invitation, we need to go in through the wagons. And I personally don't want to risk it. And can you cast a non-detection?
No, I don't have that in my repertoire.
And we don't really have a choice. Yeah. I guess we could go back to the market and see if we could buy a wand of non-detection, but I doubt they would sell that. That seems like a conspicuous item to have.
Mm-hmm. That and the in and outs of getting a third party involved may not be...
Yeah, what was that secondary party?
The wizard.
I'll ask Teb. What was this third party you're talking about?
It must remain unaffiliated for the moment.
Okay. So it only takes...
The less you know, the more likely we are to succeed. I know that sounds weird right now, but you're at a part or at a point where you have to trust me. And, well, trust me.
Well, all I know is this. If you do deceive us, Diego will find you. So. He has complete trust in you, so I will too.
Appreciate that. But I don't think you have much of a choice, so it's not like we get all mushy here, okay?
You don't want to be brothers? All right, tell the wizard we'll do it. Find out if they know anything more about this creature. I've got some general knowledge on what I think it is.
Okay.
If there's anything that can confirm what I think.
Well, I've already gotten the information on what she knows about it, and I'll relay that to you now, and I can show you where it's at, roughly. I know it's a tentacled mass of murdering machine, but those of weaker minds, those of weaker minds and the mental fortitude not to withstand become insane.
What if they're already somewhat insane?
I don't know. I would assume they become more insane.
Do you want to tell me what I know about it from my role?
What did you get? What was your role?
28.
They're varied. So they can each have different, but depending on hit die, they can drive you without even a save insane. But you guys are above that hit die. Like, just with looking at it, forever.
Wow.
Like, a normal person, 2 hit die or under, looks at it, you can go insane forever.
But by insane, you mean, like, the cuckoo spell insane?
Ooh, yes.
Like, you might act, you might attack your friends, you might not act, you might...
Yeah.
They could curl up in a ball and just...
I think you're thinking confusion, though. But...
That's insanity, too.
Okay, well, yes.
I think so, at least.
Yes, insanity.
Anything else, or is that all I know?
That's mostly what in its power is derived from its horn. If you're able to destroy the horn somehow, it loses a lot of its strength. Okay. But good luck with that.
Yeah, insane is not a condition on here.
Insanity spell. Insanity. It is a level 7. It suffers from continuous confusion.
Yeah, okay. I thought so, but I wasn't sure, so. Good.
He don't like it.
I thought I was peeing in the toilet, but that was my dog bowl.
A remove concern or remove curse does not remove it. Greater restoration, heal, limited wish, miracle, or wish.
Damn.
You got a greater restoration? Can you memorize one?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
Lesser
so,
restorations, and that's it.
So yeah, fail this save and just throw away your character. Because it sucks.
Now, is it just a one-time save, or is it a continual save?
You don't know.
It is every time it hits you.
No, I was just looking at it. It's probably just a one-time save. So you got blind fighting there, buddy? We just put blinders on you?
I don't think it does. Well, he's a fighter. He
might. It has nothing to do with looking at it. Mm.
That's more mind-affecting.
You said just by looking at it? Did you lie to us?
Pretty much. It has nothing to do. I meant just like being in his presence. As an aura.
Oh, it's an aura.
Yeah.
I actually do not have blind fighting on the character. But
so it's sixth sense.
I got to get close to it.
Great. Well, or since it does have tentacles, does it have reach? Do I know that?
Probably.
Yes, it does.
I'm not 100% sure. I'm confident about fighting this thing either. I mean, I got a 14, but that's just a 14.
14 what?
Well.
Jeez. Yeah, I got an 18. Oh, you know what? I got a +2. I got to add my thing.
My like, speciality is being pretty good across the board. I got a 13, a 15, and a 14. We should go into this fight buffed as we can be. Is there anything that prevents insanity? That is in the realm of things that we can
mental block. Mind blank? I think mind blank does.
Yeah, in the realm of things that we can have.
Mind blank.
So we can have an 8th tier spell? Just,
no,
just
I think
going to give that to us?
Mind blank's the only one I know. Gotcha.
We might just want to leave him behind.
Leave who behind?
Me.
What does your will say?
A 4.
Oh, yeah, you're not
going to 4?
Your will save's a 4?
I'm a fighter.
So what'll happen?
And so is Bevmora. Hers is 4.
Damn, she's staying here too.
So yeah, so what that means is 25% chance to act normally. 26 to 50 on an under die, side to die. Do nothing but babble incoherently. 51 to 75 deal 1d8 points of damage plus strength modifier to self with item in hand.
Ow.
So just smack yourself with your scythe. Mm-hmm. 76 to 100, attack nearest creature. For this purpose, a familiar counts as part of the subject's self. Aw, I don't want to kill my bunny if this goes bad.
And this is all from?
This is what confusion does to you.
Yeah, it's super powerful. And if you become insane, this is your forever. Until at some point in time, do we have any potions of greater restoration or anything? I think we used the last one we had on the boat when we got here to fix vampire problems. But as that fight did not go well for us.
Did Potion of Owl's Wisdom help you?
Yeah. Yeah.
We got one.
No, if nobody else calls it in the next 30 seconds, it's mine. This is terrifying.
You have a scroll of restoration.
Greater?
Greater.
No, just says restoration.
Yeah, it's got to be greater.
Let's do this. I'm excited. You guys excited? I'm excited. I can barely talk. You
know, my gauntlets give me lesser restoration.
I really hope this doesn't sound super terrible online.
Eh. Who cares? We're having fun.
Yeah, who cares?
We don't hate you, audience.
You know what? I apologize to everybody out there. It's either not do this or I sound like this. So there you go.
All right.
All right.
We got to get in the city.
Let us do this.
We got to get to this part of the door. We got to get to this part of town and kill this thing. And then we get our ticket into the other city. So let's go kill this thing.
Okay. So Teb escorts you guys through town. And the closer you get to where you're going, the shabbier the buildings get. Like, you thought the people before lived in squalor. These people live in pure shit and trash. The older version of town, if you will.
Gotcha. Before somebody put a tentacle monster here.
And, well, no, for according to Teb, this thing's been here this whole time. They just built around it. And it's den.
And it wasn't a problem for a while?
No, they just feed it. They feed it.
So the hole is not caged off or anything?
No. Nope. So, as he brings you guys to the boundary, you see... just a small, unpainted picket fence blocking off the road. And about a 4-block area where nothing, and I mean nothing, has been built. It looks like it, probably the ground on which this was built, what it looked like, and everybody built around this hole. And there's just ruined, you know what when I described the ruined landscape outside of town, like further outside the farmland area?
Yeah.
Where you killed things and it came back to life. It looks a lot like that. Scorched earth. Scorched earth. And in the middle of the scorched earth is a hole. You can see it from here. It's a giant hole, probably 20 foot across. Circular. And around it are bones stacked up as far, like, hundreds of people, maybe even thousands, stacked up around this hole with old coagulated blood all around the hole's mouth. And it's quiet. It's the middle of daytime, and it, for some reason, and there's no trees or anything, it just seems darker in this little pit area, and there's nothing to see. Teb looks nervously at it. Well, guys, good luck. Hope to see you again. Not crazy. Yeah, bye. Meet you back at the place.
I can help us out a little bit. I've got 2 spells that can help our saves. That'll be a total of +2.
How long does a potion of Owl's Wisdom last?
I think it's a minute or level, right?
So
I think so, but I'm not positive.
I think it's a minute or level.
Let me look up.
You had to be third level.
Yeah, so
to cast
3 minutes.
So 3 minutes.
Yep.
And it's just directly down the hole. It's like,
you
don't
know. You
would
assume it's down the hole.
Oh, okay. We can. That blood looks pretty fresh, right?
Oh yeah.
Been recently fed, so
I wonder if it's the
probably
the,
not far
the gatekeeper for where our vein went. Hold these pet, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. She loves it. You're pretty much killing her dog right here, or it's gonna kill you.
Party pipe.
All right, who is going first?
Well, before I go down there, Everybody take a bless. That lasts 7 minutes.
That's just the plus one across the board, right?
Yep.
How long does that last?
7 minutes.
Bless is a minute a level.
Well, this will last 10 minutes. Good hope.
Yay.
I'm going to pop a cough drop into my mouth.
Good hope.
They're all getting ready, people. If you could all see what I see. I see a bunch of scared players right now. And I love it. I'm like the evil creatures. Feed off their fear.
Do you know of any possible weaknesses?
Yes, a sword to its face.
If you could find its face in all those tentacles.
Well, the description was four tentacles, a gaping maw,
oh, I'll
an
show
eyeball
you a
of red, and a...
I got a picture ready.
He's going to show us great. As soon as we start making rolls for insanity.
Probably.
I'm going to put down...
You're at the back of the group, but I mean, you're the last one to come.
That's fine by me.
I'm not fighting you up there going...
I'm going in with Thunder this time.
All right, you boys.
Still not the point.
All right, who's going first?
Me.
I was going to cast Fly and... go down the hole.
Yeah, but...
Because we don't know how deep the hole is, do we? It's just darkness?
Just darkness. I mean, that you can tell.
All right, so I cast Fly and I go down the hole.
All right.
Throw a coin with light, if you want.
Not yet.
All right, yeah.
So you got Fly. You're stepping forward. You told Bev to stay behind?
Yeah.
And Lyrium, where are you going?
I go right behind Yuri.
All right. Once you guys get about right there.
Just burst out.
It bursts out.
I just shat myself.
I kind of thought, if Marty just made this map really quick, I don't think there's a second part down the hole.
If it just bursts
we're
going to
act like there is. Shut up.
If it bursts out and I don't immediately go invalidly stupid. What the hell? Oh. Hit ball.
It's a four-tentacled massive maw in its torso. A horn growing out the top of its head. It's inky and black and looks like it's covered in slime. Each of the tentacles have, at the end of it, barbs, but along down the tentacle itself has suction cups. Roll
well,
for initiative.
Well, if that's suction cups, I'm pretty sure it's got a good freaking grapple.
Yep.
Yeah. I do like the grapples.
That is a terrible initiative.
Not much better.
Mm.
Actually, the worst roll tonight.
I mean, Good Hope is helping this.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Yeah.
That's a decent roll again.
All
better
right.
Than I thought it was.
Solaris.
Still sucks. I rolled 6, so 19.
Rolled 2 better, but 2 worse. 17.
Reen.
24.
Dang. But you ain't going first.
I know. I'm 7. I'm going to wait it for a second.
Hold.
Chimerian is there as well.
7.
And Bev Mora. It bursts out.
It starts wiggling at
it. It screams out a terrible. I can't do it because of my voice. And. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, that does sound like pretty good. Yeah. Monster noise is good for Bobby.
Thank you.
Boone.
You may want to use that at this immediate moment.
And as it screams, you all feel a tickle in your brain. And it is time to roll the save of your life. Hold up, everybody.
Oh, no.
You all are above the hit die that requires... a roll with the exception of a 1. If you roll, don't roll a 1.
Why are you
are
that?
Fine.
I refuse to roll.
So everybody keep your partner honest and let's see what you get.
Not a 1.
Not a 1. Whoa. He got his close.
I got a 1 and a 1.
I got an 11.
Oh, God. I thought you were like, you know what? I'm going to... Because I'm seriously thinking about giving Marty my boon. I have rolled a total of at least 3 ones tonight. I remember 3.
Derek, there's no way you're going to roll one.
And he's doing this shit to me. Fuck it. I'm going to go insane and kill all you motherfuckers. 14.
You got a 1 right. And a 4.
So this ability is... I think it's kind of lame the way it's written. The insanity thing does nothing to anything over 6 hit die. Like, nothing. Who is going to fight this thing at 6 hit die? It's a useless thing. Otherwise, it's a 23 save. It's from a 23 save to, like, it doesn't bother you at all. So I'm like, all right, a 1. You know, that's fair.
Yeah.
Reen, it is your turn.
You're magnificently not insane.
Yeah. And I'm like...
really far away.
Yeah, I don't think even with a charge I could make it.
Oh, you can.
Yeah, you can move 60 feet on a charge.
Okay, charge.
Yeah.
10.
Go charge.
Of course, Solaris is in the way.
Oh.
That does block.
No, she's flying.
Oh. You know what? I'll give it to you. Fine. You were right here.
She's 2 feet off the ground. Bump. Oh, it goes like this.
Like, I can't control myself.
45.
Oh, no.
All right.
My flyability is 0. I did put power attack on. That is not a very good roll. Plus minus 1. A 22 doesn't hit you, does it?
No. Maybe. But did you add your plus 2 for charging?
No, that would bump it up to 24.
24,
yeah. 22
first. You hit.
Oh,
good. And you better say I'm a nice DM.
Yes. So, 7... 31,
but 31.
31 physical damage.
Ouch.
And then 8 sonic. My 8 sonic on my 8 sided.
It's a 6. It's 6 sided.
It's a 6
sided. Oh.
Rebound. You do this every time you roll.
I know. 2 sonic to you.
Is that it, Reen?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Trip.
Solaris.
I'm hitting him with my.
Solaris, your turn, buddy. He is floating. Solaris, your turn.
All right.
First go ahead, sweetheart. You go get him, Angel.
You maybe I say it with your voice like you smoked a pack of cigarettes per day for 20 years. It turns me on, Marty, let me tell you.
You get him, Angel Tits.
Call him Mental Tits?
Angel Tits.
Angel Tits.
Natural 16 gives me 30-something. Woo! 36. I'm a plus 20 for 3 attacks right now. I feel good.
Oh. I don't think I'm long for the world.
Okay, wait. That's wrong. All right, so first arrow, plus 17, so 20 damage physical.
I don't feel good about this.
Let's say lightning. 3 lightning. 22 damage. And another 3 lightning.
Third attack?
Nope, second attack.
Oh, second attack. Oh, that's right. Your first one does too.
32. I'm assuming hits.
You don't have haste, right?
No. I do. I would have cast it first.
You didn't say it.
Sorry.
You did not say it.
Yeah. Is that a problem?
You would have casted it.
Yeah, it's the first
on
round.
Your turn, not his. It's your turn.
Well, technically,
that's what I'm saying.
In all truth, you casted fly.
Well,
first.
So let's. No, I casted fly before combat started.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. So the first round of combat is always haste.
All right.
Was a 12 for 32. Rolled a 7 for damage. Plus 17, so that's
24.
24. And 3 lightning. Oh, I like rolling 3s for lightning damage. Just all the lightning.
47.
A natural 19. 25 damage physical. 6 lightning. Oof. That was the max damage one. Last attack. 14. I might have hit you. 17. No. Plus 15. So 29?
Yeah.
Okay. Just
7 on the die, so 24 physical and 1 lightning damage.
Okay.
I yield the floor.
All right, Yuri, your turn.
All right, so I go ahead and do my fervor for bull strength. I am going to charge, and I'm going to power attack. And since it's only one attack, I'm going to do vital strike.
Okay.
Let's hope I can get.
Relieved, Marty.
Okay. What?
Let me see if I can back this up.
Yeah, did you roll a 1 or a 20?
Find out when he backs it.
That's a double 1. That is a
you know
critical
what? This is what you get
fumble.
For making that joke earlier.
Which one?
You're like, I rolled double 1. Because I thought you'd booned Marty and then rolled a double 1. And I was like so sad for you. And they're like, an 11. Ha ha, gotcha. Yeah.
Maybe.
Tell me when to stop.
I'll wait until we're at 120 and and then we'll do next time. Stop. This sucks too because I'm power attacking and by striking myself.
You don't know it's going to hit yourself.
Yeah.
Well, you could roll a 1 on that too, maybe. I don't know.
I could accidentally sling it and chop off Reen's head.
Well, not.
What was that? You accidentally hit yourself in the head. With the flat end of your weapon. You are dazed for 1d3 rounds.
What do you say now?
I say that you hit yourself, but you didn't do any damage. You just dazed yourself for 1d3 rounds.
For 2 rounds. Dazed. Sucks.
So I'm standing
there. What was that?
All right.
I swear, this game just does not... My dice hate me.
The creature speaks in your heads. Each of you.
Not mine. I'm confused as fuck. I'm dazed. I don't know what it's saying.
You can still receive messages, I think.
Spare me and I will deliver you a weapon to destroy your enemies. Hold your blades and your bows.
Well, I'm holding still, so give me the thing and you guys can kill it after the fact.
Like I can't move my blade. I'm 2 rounds.
Yeah.
Do you guys stop? It's looking at you guys again. But Mara stops. It looks at y'all. It's looking at y'all. It's about to spring to attack. It's not. It's going to go. So, it's turn.
Yeah, I'm kind of going off Lyrium. So imagine I've got my arrow notched and pulled.
If you can offer us a weapon of power, then it must be down in your hole. We'll find it on our own.
Good luck with that.
It's like you see the one going.
Lyrium thinking like a villain.
So you guys continue.
We're made of good luck. God himself couldn't beat us.
Yeah, you'll get in there like you got in that door.
Oh no, I don't know if Yuri would agree.
I'm gonna just go to bed because I know my character.
You're gonna get in there like you got in that door. All right, it springs forward. I guess I'll...
So technically, it would have held its turn until the next person moved, right?
Yeah,
so.
It was holding its turn until somebody... As soon as I saw the person doing something, it was
going
to
move.
So who
was the next after them?
Bedmore.
Okay.
So, those Bedmores.
So does she attack? Or
no, it's his turn.
I know,
it's
but does she move as if she would and then he...
Yeah, has. She's going to... Okay.
Hit the one that did damage. I'm just standing there like, you're so birdy.
It might be looking at the one that just dealt like a little over 100 damage to it.
It might not like.
Yeah, it might not.
But
and
it's like.
It only has to get past one of you, too. That is very true.
And I'm not
go
a
ahead,
threat.
Reen, take your attack of opportunity.
Oh, shit. I didn't think it was going to move. Is it floating?
Yeah.
It's floating, right?
It floats over you.
27 hits you.
Yep.
I don't know how high in the air was it.
It's regenerating. You see that?
Oh no.
33 damage.
Okay.
Physical, and then 6 sonic damage.
All right. And this is going to take its one attack on you, there, Solars.
Okay. It's not looking forward to this, I'm going to be honest, but it's what it is.
It's going to bite you. 28.
Yeah, you hit me.
20 damage.
Oof. Not fun.
Oh.
You just off on ability.
Uh-huh.
But he moved, so he may not be able to do
no,
his...
No, I should have used a tentacle, but...
Oh, you said. Bit me instead of using the tentacle. Yeah. Gotcha.
It is Biv Mora's turn. She pulls back her bow. She goes to attack. It takes an attack of opportunity.
Oh, she has range.
Yep.
And,
and it whips range, her. But... Damn it. Ouch. It goes to grab her. And it has grabbed her. One of them goes around her and then begins to squeeze the life out of her. She did not like that at all. She now cannot attack. Lyrium, your turn.
All right.
Where is Lyrium?
Right next to it.
Oh, okay. I don't see Beth Moore, that's why I was confused.
Right here.
Oh, wow, it reaches that far.
No pistol for me.
I mean, it's not like this is the first time you've ever used a ranged weapon in close quarters combat. And besides, how likely is it has improved?
Multi-attack with four arms? Yeah.
Well, combat reflexes, which is the thing that would let it have another attack
button. I'm going to... use my rapier and dagger. Double fisting. Strike number one with the rapier. That's a 31.
Is that a crit? Whatever.
It's naturally 19 and 20.
It's actually
18. 18, 19, and 20.
Yeah, that's a crit.
Okay.
Not a
back
20.
It up.
It's not a 20 crit, but it's still a crit.
25.
That's a crit.
Do we want to open up the chart?
Mm-mm. No, it wasn't
okay,
a 20.
I was just asking.
It's only on a 20.
It wasn't a 20 crit. It was
I'm not opening
crit.
Myself to that rapier build.
It was a dual knife build, but so I get what you're saying. Not...
Yeah. 6 plus 4.
He was trying to lay seeds in there. Did you guys catch that? And he's like, ooh.
7, and that'd be doubled, so that'd be 14.
Okay. Ouch.
All right. Noticed that you... We're like, we don't do this enough, and we would like to get on there more and have exciting times.
I'm excited with
you. I'm going to stab it again with the rapier.
All right.
Same thing.
Same.
Another crit.
But better.
Yep, that's another crit.
Yeah, he rolled 18 and then backed it up with a 15, so it was 3 better.
That's worse. That time was only 12 points.
Third attack.
I get a third attack with the rapier, and then I'm going to get 2 with the dagger. So this is only a +8, so this will be...
You got some feats into
that's
2
just
of 20.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
That's why I was thinking about getting him a second gun.
I did hear him talk about a gun. I didn't know what that was about.
With the dagger.
Much worse.
That's still an 18. Probably doesn't hit.
No, miss.
And that's a...
natural 20.
You gotta back it up, buddy.
He's getting his backup 20.
Damn dagger.
Natural 19.
Damn.
What does that add up to?
With the...
what's your plus
31.
Damn. Damn.
That
all
is
right.
A confirmed...
roll a percentage,
critical.
Sir.
Do you want the... yeah, roll your... is it percentage?
Yeah, percentage.
I get to use the crit table.
Yeah, I don't think I'll ever get to use it. I've rolled 120 in the last 3 months.
0-3.
Oh, double damage. And you get to roll
1d6. All right. The dagger's a d4 plus 3.
I know, but the d6 is you might have dazed him or beating or...
That's 6 points.
Oh, 6. You rolled a 6?
No. Or 3.
You rolled a 3?
Yeah.
On your damage?
On the D6 you told me to roll.
Yeah, you rolled a 3 on a D6.
Yeah, it's part of the crit chart.
Oh. Yeah, you're still going into crit chart. He is shaken for 1d4 rounds, and I am not immune.
But you can roll your damage.
You made him scared.
The damage is going to be...
He's shaken for one round. You have scared him in his tentacly boots.
Does he get to save that, or did you...
Oh, yeah. Save it.
The damage is doubled, then it's another 10.
Ouch.
That's a pretty good round for Rapier and
Dagger. It is.
Yeah. No, he rocked and rolled.
Actually, I saved. I am not dazed. Sorry, sir. All right. Who was that? Lyrium. All right. Top of round. Green.
Charging you again because you ran out of my way.
All right. When you get right.
Now, are you going to charge or are you just going to move up and hit?
So you do have combat reflex.
I'm going to whip you in the face.
Oh, you're going to slap my face. Okay.
Oh, what a crap roll. I missed with an 18. All right, you going to continue?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to whip you again.
Oh, so...
That time, I'm pretty sure I hit you for... That was 34.
Yeah, that gets me.
All right.
Because the best I can get my armor class up to is 31. But that stops me in my tracks, doesn't it?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily, but me grabbing you will.
Will, yeah.
God.
17 points of damage. And I am going to attempt to grab you. I almost rolled a max. So, yeah. 43.
Yeesh.
Yeah, I'm the only person that...
You
I've
are
got this.
Grappled, sir.
Okay. I lost my attack, that means.
Do you have a one-handed weapon out? No, right? Yeah, you lost your attack. You can't drop a weapon and draw at the same time anyway. You'd be able to get it out. You can get it out if you want.
And make a full. You could make a full attack action.
Next time.
Next time, if you have some kind of a one-handed weapon.
Do you have a single-handed weapon?
Yeah, it's called my fist.
Okay. So you might as well just hold
actually,
on to
the sword. You know what? No, you could...
His gauntlet does more damage than his scythe.
Yeah, if he's got a plate gauntlet on, that does, actual damage.
Yeah, I know.
He can drop as a free action, and he doesn't have to draw. So you can make an... You can make an attack there, buddy.
Your gauntlet should be 1d4.
Yeah.
Plus whatever your bonus is.
It's 1d4. So he actually does get to...
It says it's a 1d3.
Okay.
Well, okay.
Well, it's a 1d something.
We're not going to argue with you.
Roll a 6.
Well, first I still got to hit you.
No, that's true.
Plus all my unarmed strength. So 14 damage.
What is your strength?
I don't think your strength is that high.
My power attack is on, too. So I get 5 from my strength.
Oh, okay.
6 from my...
All right.
Yeah, he can put a hand behind the other hand and push down, but all I don't know if that really...
And Solaris.
I'm going to fly. I guess I'm going to cast defensively. I don't know how many more times that you can slap people, so I'm going to fly back 5 feet by free 5. Cast mirror image.
All right.
And defensively. And shoot at you with my bow.
Don't you have to roll something to cast defensively?
Yeah, that's what I'm looking up, what I need to roll.
Concentrate.
All right. The DC it's a DC 19 with a 14 bonus. I rolled a 19. Good to go.
All right.
And attacking. Hopefully you don't have any slaps left. Oh, I need to see how many mirror images I got. So, 6 images. There are 7 of me now.
He goes to slap you.
Okay.
I hit you, and you have 6 images?
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And then 1 of you, so there's 7 total?
Yeah. So, die 8.
I will re-roll a 1 and urinate.
No.
Hit 1 of your images.
Okay. Thank God. I do not want to get tentacles. Because a 40 is just really not possible. Let's see what I hit. A 26 hit?
Yep.
All right. 23. Oh, no. Sorry. 25.
This thing is full of arrows and bullets, or not even bullets, sorry, slashes, and this dude's beating on my head.
He's just punching you with his fists. And five lightning.
Okay.
And the other one does 20 and four lightning.
And it dies. It falls.
All of my mirror images collectively sigh, and I drift down to the ground.
In six more seconds, I'll care.
Yeah, he's doing this. He's going,
yo, Tweety.
What happened?
Hi, Tweety.
What happened? I came to the hole. I got slapped in the face. I hit it so, I didn't see what
I
it was.
I hit that thing so hard that I knocked myself stupid.
All right. What?
Let's get that horn.
All right. You remove the horn. It takes about 5 minutes. Not 5 minutes. No, two or three
minutes.
It
stops regenerating, right?
Yeah.
I'm very mindful of that.
It is dead. It's a horrible... It looks like an alien, man. It looks disgusting. And it starts evaporating slowly. But the horn you guys get off, it remains this big, black jet horn. It's about 2.5 feet long.
Damn.
We need to check out that hole.
I got fly on. I'll fly down there and look around.
You look down in there. And before you fly down there, isn't the DM being nice to you? It is filled with some sort of viscous fluid. You do see a light down there. But it is ooey and gooey in there. Like it came out of a birth canal or something.
There's nothing about there being two of them.
You never heard that? No. She really should have taken her up on her offer. Because there is something down there. But that looks dangerous.
Do I have any... I take an arrow and I poke it into the viscous fluid. Just straight up acid.
Yeah, it starts melting.
Hey, somebody's immune to acid. DR5.
I'm not immune to acid.
You got a DR5.
I technically have a DR5 too.
See how much you can take.
How bad does it look? Is that DR5 material, or is that is that six damage around?
It's gonna be more than five.
Okay,
maybe not. More than five.
But you can fly. So you just gotta fly quick.
That's called swim.
Down to the light and back.
That is swim.
Oh, so it's swimming.
It is. It's a bowl of Jello.
Okay.
Acid Jello. Not saying swim, or I think you can fly through water, technically.
Yeah, technically.
You can do it. Don't.
Send the dragon.
Why don't you send tough guy there who talks shit?
If I had another fly in memory, I might. Yeah, I mean, it might be a really good weapon for our enemies. I cast detect magic.
Yep.
Anything else down there that I want to grab while I'm down there?
Nothing magic. You're not going to be able to see either, if you think about it. Unless you keep your eyes open down there. And I don't think you're going to want to do that.
I can have Prima Freer guide you with my vision and you going in.
My wand of, like, stuff, and I give myself fast healing.
Okay.
And I kind of line myself up with the dot, kind of like using my detect magic to make sure I know where it's at. I go fast with my eyes closed.
All right.
Greenfair camera's locked in. I got to give him guidance.
First round, you take, with your minus five, 10 damage.
Ouch. Get one back. So 9.
Second round.
Okay, wait. Because there's, I'm already damaged. I took 20 from that thing. So 9 would put me at 40.
I would assume you healed before you went, and you didn't do that.
Well, technically not. I didn't say I healed.
I guess you didn't. All right.
So I didn't. So I fly back up. Right. So I fly back up.
You're very clean.
I took 9 more damage. Well, I took 9, or took 10, healed 1.
Yep.
So I wait the other, like, the minute. Rest of the minute.
To get all his healing back from that. And then how much healing do you need?
So while I'm waiting, I tell you, I'm hurt.
How bad?
I need 20 hit points. Because in in a minute.
How much hit points do you have total? 60.
69. Do I think I can make this?
How far down does it look like it is?
Probably 30 feet or so. Maybe 40 feet. He only got a third there. If you get lost.
Right, I got healed. Haste.
You're fully healed.
Does that help me with fly?
I already knew you had it.
Okay. So 60 feet the 10 damage.
It's going to take three rounds to get down.
Three rounds to get back
so
up.
So six rounds total.
And it's not. And the damage is only going to go up. I'm assuming.
It's a roll. It doesn't necessarily mean it's going to go down as I get there. Does anybody have resist injury?
Actually, yes, I have a resist energy scroll.
Well, cast it on me, jackass.
I didn't know.
You don't know what it means.
Well, I know what it means, but I didn't realize it was energy. I thought it was a natural substance. I didn't think it would work.
How much does this energy give you?
10. So, that's 15. Like, that's much more comfortable than, like, taking 10 damage around. I'm not saying he can't do more damage than, and it may be the later levels, but at least I will survive.
Sorry, it's not resist energy. It's to resist acids.
That's really convenient. This is acid.
All right, so here, I'll mark it down to 1.
Is it just like, is it a scroll or is it a...
It's a scroll of resist acid.
Okay. Why did we have that?
I don't know,
but I'm glad that we do.
We had it with the scroll of restoration. We had, it's a potion.
Potion. Even better. I quaff the potion of resist acid.
What does that give you?
It's resist energy, like acid, which is what I think it is, because there's no resist
and
acid.
And I still have a scroll of resist acid.
It's 10. It's just a flat 10.
Flat 10 instead of flat 5 now? It doesn't stack, right, with your 5?
Does it stack or no?
I don't think it stacks.
You're probably right. So yeah, we'll say flat 10.
All right. And I did 10, right? So you head down.
Yep. I cast heal on myself after drinking the potions. Or
take 5.
Take 5?
Second round. Down, you keep going. You take 5. It feels more concentrated as you get near the bottom, and you take 10. So you're taking 20.
All right.
You're at whatever it is. You're fumbling 40. Around. You're trying to feel around, keeping your eyes closed, and you feel what you think it is. It's something like oblong shape. It's big. But you're able to pull it out and around, so you take another 10.
Okay.
10, 20.
30.
30.
30 so far.
30. All
right.
And you start heading up.
Yep.
That's another 10.
40.
And then another 5.
5.
Hang on.
We can do the total. And then 5 more.
50.
50 total as you pop out of this thing. Like,
you was looking a little nasty.
Yeah. 27 hit points from 69. So that hurt. It was not a good time for me.
All right. So you're down how many total?
42
hit
points.
Let's heal off line. Let's get burst out of the acid. Gets it all over
you. I really hope I have the right thing.
It gets it all over all you guys. You guys are like, oh, asshole. Ow, that hurts.
I do this.
You don't say.
any cloth you had on you is gone. I'm assuming you took shit off. You're not a dumb adventurer. You took off things that would have melted.
Yeah.
She went in with a loincloth.
So
came out with nothing.
So she comes out of the acid buck naked.
Yeah.
But naked.
Just a gray, bloody mess.
But she is holding, it's probably 4 foot long, a thing of amber. And there's something glowing inside. And it is a sword shaped shape inside.
Detect magic?
Oh, yeah.
Certain species of magic.
It is, no, it seemed like the amber is containing whatever is.
Oh, you just kind of can see the glow, I think is what he's saying.
Yeah.
Break open the amber?
Not here.
Not here. But
I'm like here. Prestidigitating acid off of me and getting dressed.
We'll go a little bit longer and get you guys to get back because I don't want to hang it off on, your newfound thing. You get back to base, the little safe house that Teb is supplied you guys, and he said he'll meet you when he can. And yeah, you're looking at this long amber thing, a sword of golden rays are coming out. Filling the room with colorful sky, you know, colorful beams of gold light.
We got a roof, right?
Yeah.
I know it's like a torn down house, so I gotta ask.
Making sure that it's not like daylight in the middle of the house.
Just like, come get the adventurers here.
You guys wanna crack it open?
I mean, it looks like it's a holy sword, so I'm...
I don't think we should open it until such time as we plan to use it.
Yeah. Why don't we just see what it is?
Unless you think you can control it.
And conceal it.
Let me see if, come on. If I pray to Dagotha, maybe he can help me.
Is there, like, do I feel like that's a bad idea? Are we on pretty much holy ground to Rafet right now? Religion check? I'm not asking for it for free. I'm just kind of...
You mean I've been praying right here? He's been praying for spells every day.
Okay.
I have to. So if whatever was going to be here, they'd already been here.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, he was talking about talking directly to Dagotha on Rafetian ground. So I was just... Fair enough.
Just trying to do a commune, see if he'll help me out. Yo, boss man! What's his toy?
What's with the sword?
What's with the sword in the amber? Is this a dinosaur?
He says, quit being a bitch and open it. God.
Works for me.
Best communion ever.
Hey, it was straight to the point.
No, you know, even you haven't cracked it open and you haven't even prayed. You haven't even prayed on it yet, but it does feel good.
Feels right.
It feels does feel right.
Holy.
It is something as holy as coming out of it. Now you're this close to it and touching it.
Man, I can feel it. And I ain't even touching.
Touching me?
Start chipping away at the amber.
As you chip away, sword looks like that.
Yeah.
And the blade is glowing. The blade is glowing with a yellow, golden sunlight ray. It is an exotic weapon. Oh,
maybe not. It's a martial if you use it two hands.
Oh, yeah. Then I can use it.
Anybody want to identify it?
What do you got to have to identify it?
I will. It's a spellcraft roll.
I guess spellcraft.
Okay.
I'll try it.
It's probably better if the priest identifies it rather than the undead wizard.
21.
Ooh.
I didn't roll too well.
No.
Do I have to touch it?
Yep.
This is going to fucking suck, isn't it?
I don't know. Didn't seem to bother him.
He's not undead.
I'm resurrected.
Yeah, I gingerly touch it. Hoping it doesn't blow one of my fingers off.
It's burning your finger.
Touch it on the heel.
Can I? I mean, burning it, or I'm going to burst into flames, or I'm bursting into flames?
The longer you hold it, the more it's going to suck, so get it over with.
Come okay, on. Yeah. That's what I wanted to know. Is it something I can power through, or no? Let's see. It's 15 plus the 9 I rolled, so 24. Minus any negatives you want to give me for being on fire while identifying a magical item.
This is called Sunblade. Feel free to look it up.
It be looked up.
And Derek gets to read it since he made it.
Okay.
I'm just going
to Bobby, read it. Stop looking at it.
I can't read it?
No. You failed it because you roll like suck.
I'm trying to use my die to make it love me like Derek says, but he's full of shit.
I mean, that's what I did, so...
And you know what? We will talk about the blade, and hopefully my voice will be back next time.